What's up, everybody? It is 3:06 on this very cold Tuesday afternoon here in Wisconsin and beyond. Hello. I hope your day is going well. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am watching on CNN right now the image of Marco Rubio and a couple of other American diplomats, Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, and some Russian diplomats all discussing Ukraine. Weird, Ukraine not at the table. Not at the table. Just a very weird image. Of course, including the infamous Sergei Lavrov, if you forget, Donald Trump, you know, maybe leaking some national secrets to Mr. Lavrov during his first administration. Might want to Google that as well. So what is all of this about? We spent the first hour today talking about the abomination that was J.D. Vance's speech at the Munich Security Conference last week. So what is all of this moving towards? What is the point? Because we can see Russia taking an increasingly aggressive stance, basically to disrupt all of what I thought were U.S. allies in Western Europe, to disrupt their democratic systems, to sow division amongst their people. And it includes not just misinformation and bots posting stuff in the information sewers that are social media, of course, but it is corruption of media, which we are seeing in part in the United States. We're seeing corruption in politics. Out-and-out bribery. Like, what's the quid pro quo for Donald Trump getting into some sort of alliance for political and economic opportunities with Russia? Opportunities that produce for whom? And at what cost? But Russia is also engaging in increasing levels of sabotage and cyber attacks and even assassination attempts in mainland Europe. We've been warned about this for years. Our intelligence agencies have been warning us, and yet this is our new alliance, the Russia-U.S. alliance with Vladimir Putin. So my question is this, to each and every one of you, including conservatives, does the Trump administration hold a genuine belief that not just short-term American interests or short-term Donald Trump interests, but that long-term interests of the United States and what we have always stood for, which is in the hopes of more transparent, more efficient and effective government, a more vibrant democracy, the respect of human rights, that those long-term American interests, which I believe we fought in World War II to protect and defend, are best served by the United States forging an alliance with one of the world powers that for the entire time Vladimir Putin has been in control of Russia has sought to undermine every single one of those values? I mean, what's the end game here? Is this so Donald Trump can throw up a tower in Moscow or St. Petersburg? Is it because of some comprobot? I mean, this is beyond any of that. What's the selling point to the American public? Because you can't make an argument that Vladimir Putin stands for the dignity of all human beings, tolerance, respect, free speech, freedom of the press. He stands for none of those things. I just don't get it. Why is this convergence of racist, sexist, xenophobic, white power, oppression, misogynistically faux interpretations of Christianity, and fascism all wielded by this wannabe dictator who openly embraces Nazi language, symbolism, in imagery, and his billionaire overlord who does the same, aligning with neo-Nazi parties across Europe? What's the goal? Where are we going? Do they really think that they're going to get rid of the constitutional amendment that gave women the right to vote? Do they really think they're going to be able to purge women and people of color from every position, every job that we've got? Do they really think the American public is going to be okay with internment camps? Or is this, like, if this is some sort of, I don't know, wrestling-esque performance to simply amass power and wealth, this is one of the most coldly calculated, cynical political movements in history. Because at the end of that political calculation are real lives and real democracies and our actual allies. And this isn't about, well, maybe we should spend less in foreign aid. Like, we can have that debate. These are fundamental questions about what values do Americans believe in. And we're bearing witness to a political party saying we're going to rewrite those values. And that those values, if you don't share our interpretation of those values, you no longer have a place in the United States. And not just you no longer have a place in the United States, you don't have a place anywhere. And we're seeing this bear out in real time in many different ways every day. But the one that I wanted to spend this hour talking with each and every one of you about are the mass resignations that are happening in the Department of Justice. One of the guardrails that we have in our country is the good faith and the oaths taken by government lawyers, especially prosecutors. And we are watching prosecutors, seasoned civil servants, conservatives, people that you can just guess are Republican, and I'll get to how you know that in a second, resign from some of the most important positions of power within our federal prosecutors' offices. The two most important prosecutors' offices in the country are the Southern District of New York and the D.C. Circuit. And that is where we are seeing the resignations come from now. In the immediate term, to each and every one of you out there that's thinking, I agree with you, Maggie, what are we going to do about this? The first thing to do is make sure that you voted today, that you are registered to vote, and that you show up on April 1st to vote in the general election. I want to give shout outs to Dick from Madison, Sue from Franklin, Jude from East Troy, Mark from Sussex, Kyle from Luxembourg, Randy O from Stoughton, Brian from Milwaukee, Jim from Brookfield, and everyone else who has been texting to confirm that they indeed voted today. Thank you all. Please, if you haven't had a chance yet, go do that. I want to tell you a little bit about Danielle Sassoon, who was the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, who resigned last week and refused to dismiss charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. What kind of charges? The most serious kind that an elected official can be charged with, which is basically fraud and corruption. Taking bribes, illegal campaign donations in exchange for favor trading. You know, corruption. You give me money and things and help me win elections and I'll do you favors. It's the, like, ask a third grader what they might think corruption would be and they'd probably come up with that answer. Danielle Sassoon is, by every nominal measure that you can look for, a Republican. How do you know this? Because of who she clerked for. She clerked for the Honorable Harvey Wilkinson III on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, and then Antonin Scalia. You don't get to clerk for the most conservative Supreme Court justice if you do not have conservative bona fides. You can't base it just on the circuit court clerk, because I clerked for a Republican appointee, very conservative judge. But you know it from the Reagan appointment. Or, excuse, not the Reagan appointment, the Scalia clerkship. The other guy who got a ton of press from his resignation is a guy by the name of Hagan Scotton. He was an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District. Yeah, he's a decorated Iraq war veteran, went to Harvard Law School, and he clerked for Chief Justice John Roberts and for Brett Kavanaugh when he was on the appeals court bench. So let's get this straight. These are not some like lurking Democrats trying to muck about and impede the Trump administration's policy agenda. These are deeply conservative individuals. These were two of the folks who resigned. I'm going to get to a couple of really important points from their resignation letters in a moment. But I wanted to share this about my background as a government lawyer. Every single person who works in government, but most especially government lawyers, we all have our personal political beliefs. We all do. But most of us, I'd say by far the vast majority of us, take our oath to the state and federal constitutions very clearly, and we take our job duties to be impartial, to be objective, to not let our personal political beliefs enter into our decision-making just as seriously. Without this basic idea, which I think we all should be able to agree about, especially when you're talking about prosecutors, that departures from that, no matter whether it's coming from a Trump administration, a Republican administration, or a Democratic administration, are really bad for democracy. That criminal prosecutions, or lack thereof, should not be determined by political favor trading or the politics of the would-be defendant. With that value in mind, I'm going to tell you at least one story about when that principle was tested for me and how alarming I find the language coming from these resignations and what it tells us about our present minute and moment. You're going to want to keep it locked. We'll be right back here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.